This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Rocket attacks hit critical infrastructure and residential buildings in 10 regions of Ukraine Thursday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia unleashed the massive attack. Officials reported at least 6 deaths Thursday in the largest such nighttime attack in 3 weeks. The Russian-held Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine has lost all external power supply as a result of those missile attacks and is running on diesel generators, the UN Atomic Watchdog confirmed. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi says it's the 6th time this has happened, and soon their luck will run out.
This cannot go on. I am astonished by the complacency. Yes, the complacency. What are we doing to prevent this from happening?
Nuclear plants need constant power to run cooling systems and avoid a meltdown. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with U.S. Secretary of State Lloyd Austin on Thursday to discuss Iran's nuclear weapons threat and other key regional issues.
We have a common agenda to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons and preventing Iran's aggression, maintaining the security and prosperity of this region, and seeking to expand the circle of peace.
Netanyahu had to be airlifted to the country's main international airport after throngs of cars and protesters prevented him from driving there. The demonstrations are part of nationwide protest underway for more than 2 months against Netanyahu and his government's contentious plan to overhaul the judiciary. Austin's schedule was rearranged to keep his engagements close to the airport. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to the swing state of Pennsylvania Thursday to unveil a federal budget plan laden with spending proposals and higher taxes on the wealthy. This will form a blueprint for his expected 2024 reelection bid. In remarks, Oklahoma Congresswoman Stephanie Bice says the GOP has a better path than the one President Biden lays out in his budget.
Republicans have a strong vision for the country. It's called the Commitment to America. It is built on 4 main principles: an economy that is strong, a nation that is safe, a future that is built on freedom, and a government that is accountable.
Mr. Biden's proposal faces stiff opposition in Congress this year after Republicans won control of the House of Representatives in November's midterm elections, and large parts of it are unlikely ever to be enacted. Hong Kong's top Catholic official will visit Beijing in April, the first such visit in nearly 40 years. The city has been a strong Catholic beachhead on the edge of mainland China, ruled by officially atheist Communist Party. VOA's Richard Green has details.
The Hong Kong Catholic Diocese says Bishop Stephen Chow's trip will be the first time a Hong Kong bishop has officially visited Beijing since 1985, when Hong Kong was still a British colony. The Vatican and China entered into a secret but temporary agreement in 2018, which says both sides recognize the Pope as the supreme leader of the Catholic Church. But some local priests and missionaries fear that Beijing has been trying to tighten its control over Hong Kong Catholics. Pope Francis named Chow as Bishop of Hong Kong in 2021, a long-delayed appointment amid growing Western concern over human rights and freedoms in the city. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
Actor Chaim Topol has died in Tel Aviv at the age of 87, according to Israeli leaders. A cause of death was not given. AP correspondent Margie Zaraleta reports.
If I were a rich man.
Chaim Topol was so known for playing Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof that he was fielding requests to play the role even up to a few years ago. He was in other films, like For Your Eyes Only, Flash Gordon, and Galileo, but he had interests beyond film, including charity work. Topol said in a 2015 AP interview, fame and money from acting were not his goals in life.
Yes, obviously it's very nice. But to tell you that this is the most important thing, I'm not sure.
I'm Margie Zaraleta.
And Topol won a Golden Globe in 1972 for his performance in the film, which also earned him an Academy Award nomination for Best Actor. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.